CBS presents this program in color.
It's the British sub. Roger, over and out.
When can they make a rendezvous?
Thursday.
Thursday? That means we're going to have to wire her for 48 hours.
Her? What, her? Who's her?
The girl from the French underground that Colonel Hogan's bringing in. The one we're going to get out to the sub.
A girl?
Jeanine Robinet. A fashion model in Paris before the war, and one of the great French beauties.
Ooh la la. You never told me this.
You slipped me mine.
You're cruel, Newkirk. The English are a cruel people. They behead their wives.
Oh, come on, Bilbao. You've seen one French bird, you've seen them all.
You were saying?
Blimey, I don't think old Henry would put her head on the block.
Gentlemen, Jeanine Robinet, this is LeBeau. Newkirk has Kinch.
How are you?
Hello. Enchanté, mademoiselle.
For your friend.
Oh, like a sidewalk cafe.
I've always been very keen on French toast.
Never mind the salesmanship.
Merci.
Kinch, did you get through to the sub?
All set, Colonel. The rendezvous is Thursday at 2200 hours off Weingarten Beach.
Thursday, that's perfect. And when Klink leaves for the staff meeting in Mendelberg, we'll slip Jeanine into the trunk of his car.
But, Colonel, Mendelberg is 40 miles from the coast.
That's right. But when he stops there, the underground will transfer you to a milk truck for the rest of the trip.
But how do we know old Klink's going to stop at Mendelberg?
Because he always stops at Gretchen Adler's Hofbräu for a glass of beer, a pinch of salt, and a pinch of barmaid.
No wonder he always comes back with a smashed monocle.
Jeanine, you're going to stay down here for the next couple of days, but you'll be safe.
Safe? It is the first time I felt safe in a long time. But you're all risking so much for me.
You and a lot of other brave people you've been working with. But we can't let the Gestapo get you.
But I would not talk.
We can't risk that. Not with those animals. Let's go.
Is there anything special you would like for dinner, mademoiselle?
Ah, no, you make a parcel of bow. Just send us down whatever you got. Maybe a bottle of wine and a couple of candles.
I always down by candlelight, my dear.
Cet Anglais pense que toutes les Françaises sont des collaboratrices. Des femmes communes.
Oh?
You said the English were cruel.
Colonel, how can you let this girl eat down here by herself?
Who says she's going to be by herself? Jeanine?
Oui, Colonel?
I'll bring the wine.
Oh, lovely shot there, Kitchy. Hey, all about. See if you can do any better.
Okay, I'll try.
Colonel Hogan.
Yeah, we know Schultz. Roll call, but I want the men to finish their game.
They'll both be in a roll.
Look, no argument, Schultz. Our exercise period.
I said there will be no roll call.
And I said... no roll call?
That's right. Colonel Klink.
Nothing trivial, I hope.
Probably the German measles.
Is it contagious, Schultzy?
I don't know. We don't even know what kind of a sickness it's got.
Well, just to be on the safe side, Schultzy, don't dance with me today.
All have hearts of stone.
Schultz is right. It's no laughing matter when a man is sick, especially when it's a nice guy like Colonel Klink.
Who says he's a nice guy?
You want him so sick that he can't get to the staff meeting Thursday?
And what difference will it make to you if he goes to the staff meeting?
Well, for a start, the man's been going at it pretty hard.
Yes, he needs a rest.
I know, I would need a couple of days off if I was a commander in a camp or I was a prisoner.
Well, whatever Klink's got is contagious.
Oh, come on, Schultz, you just don't believe in your fellow man. You want to make sure Klink is well enough so he can get away for a few days.
I don't believe it. You are up to something.
All right, Schultz, if you must know. We're hiding a beautiful model who's being hunted by the Gestapo, and we plan to smuggle her out of camp in the trunk of Klink's car. Now, when he stops at Gretchen Adler's Hofbrau to get his monocle smashed, the underground is going to pick her up and take her to Weingarten Beach, where a British sub is going to surface and take her back to England.
Is any of it true?
Only the part about the smashed monocle.
No, Schultz, deep down you don't care, but I intend to find out just how sick old poor Colonel Klink is.
Why don't you try a shot, Schultzy?
Yeah, don't eat him, Joe. Throw him.
I bet you're a chuckling boy. You can't get a ringer.
Wait a minute. Come in, come in.
Colonel Klink?
Dismissed, Hogan. No complaints today.
Not here to complain, sir. Just brought you some flowers.
Why, thank you.
There's a card there, too, sir.
There is? To the heavens we all shout, get well quick to our favorite crowd.
Yeah, the Carter wrote the poem, but it sort of says it for all of us.
I'm overwhelmed by your sentiment.
We're just a bunch of softies, sir.
Mm. Hogan, wait. These flowers, you tore them out of my garden, didn't you?
It's the thought that counts.
Dismissed, Hogan. Now leave me alone. You know I don't feel well.
Just hope you get well enough in time to go to that staff meeting.
I have no choice. If I didn't go there, there'd be no use having a staff meeting.
That'll please a certain little barmaid at Gretchen Adler's Hofbrau.
How do you know about that?
Well, people like to gossip.
What's that?
Cold compress. Keep your eyes closed.
I didn't know that Air Force pilots were also medical officers.
Learn a lot from dating nurses.
I don't think this is going to do any good.
It can't hurt. Gotta try everything.
I felt a lot better before you put this on.
Mm-hmm. You just relax. Hey, how about me reading to you?
Just leave me alone.
The chapters from Mein Kampf? Or don't you go for science fiction?
You're talking about our Führer.
Ha-ha, see? You're feeling better already.
Please leave me alone.
What? How about the German officer's manual?
Why would I want you to read out of the officer's manual?
One of us ought to know about military funerals.
Hogan, you always go too far.
Hey, Colonel, do you want to wear your helmet when we bury you? Or do you want it on top of the coffin?
I consider that to be in very bad taste.
I agree. Having it on top of the coffin is in bad taste. Much too showy.
Miss Hogan, I order you back to the barracks at once.
General Burkhalter?
General Burkhalter?
What, may I ask, are you doing, Colonel Hogan? Reading Klink bedtime stories?
Sir, Colonel Hogan was just visiting.
I find it very interesting that an American prisoner should be so concerned about the health of a German commandant.
Well, it is true we're on opposite sides, and Colonel Klink belongs to the enemy, but after all, he is a human being. Give or take a little.
What is this?
Well, sir, you see, the men, they were...
Klink, shut up, or I put that compress on your mouth. To the heavens we all shout, get well quick to our favorite crowd from the gang at Stalag 13. Klink! There must be something wrong with the way you are running this camp if the prisoners should be so concerned about your health.
Well, you see, sir, the men were worried about the commandant. We think a lot of them.
I'm not here to discuss what you think of Colonel Klink, Hogan. Major Hochstetter is in this area looking for a member of the French underground. I do not wish any trouble with the Gestapo. I'm sending for Colonel Busse to take over during your illness.
But General Burkhalter, the staff
Klink
meeting is...
They won't even know you are missing. Dr. Kronk will examine you tomorrow. And I'm recommending that you be sent to a rest camp.
Klink's going to a rest camp?
Yep.
But then it will be impossible to get Jenny to Middleburg to meet the underground.
That's right.
What are we going to do, Colonel?
We've got to cure Klink before the medical officer gets here.
What do you think he's got?
Nothing. A mild case of the flu. Where's our medic?
In the hospital. With a mild case of the flu.
I think I could cure Klink. I remember a remedy that my grandmother had.
Everybody's grandmother's got a remedy.
But my grandmother happened to be a midwife.
Oh, well, if we hear Klink's gonna have a baby, we'll call for you.
Very funny.
All right, knock it off. Kinch, get in touch with London. Tell him we need an emergency drop of penicillin.
Right. Colonel, you think you can get Klink to sit still for a shot of penicillin?
We don't want him to sit still. We want him to bend over.
He's not going to know he's going to get the shot.
He's not?
Of course not. He's going to think he's being cured by your grandmother's remedy. Incidentally, what is it?
A hot mustard plaster on her chest and round the neck a string of garlic.
We may cure Clink, but I'm afraid he's going to strike out with the barmaid again.
Carter, never mind laughing. Do some work now. Come on, get on with it.
All right.
You don't see anything different in me, do you?
Flashes blue, two white, two more blue. All right, Newkirk, give me the answer. Good readers. Let's go. Let's make it fast. The crowds might have seen this come down.
And if they find it, they find us.
Mustard plaster of yours don't smell like any mustard plaster my grandmother used to make.
Kinch is right. Smells good enough to eat.
It is. I made it with béarnaise sauce.
Béarnaise sauce?
I was out of mustard.
You think Pink will go for that?
When we get finished with him, he'd be willing to put a banana split in his chest.
Qu'est-ce que c'est banana split?
Well, you cut a banana in half, you lay on a few scoops of ice cream, then some whipped cream, some nuts, put a cherry on top, cover the whole thing with chocolate.
Please don't talk like that in front of my béarnaise sauce.
All right.
Heinrich Himmler, Joseph Goebbels, and I'm Hermann Göring.
Bloody jokers. The commandant left strict orders not to be disturbed.
Schultz, the poor man is sick.
There are absolutely no visiting hours here.
We did not come to visit.
We're on a mission of mercy.
Mission of mercy?
That's right. We're a crack medical team, Schultz, and we've got something here that's going to cure Colonel Clink.
Oh, it smells good enough to eat.
That's medicine.
You cannot go in there.
You've got a heart of stone.
Those are my orders.
Look at it this way, Schultz. If Clink doesn't get well, do you know what's going to happen? They're going to ship him off to the rest camp, and that's just a jumping-off spot for the Russian front.
Yeah?
Look at it another way, Schultz. Who's the first one Clink's going to take with him?
Refuse a mission of mercy. Please save the commandant. And if you need any blood, don't go to strangers.
Come in, come in.
Well, well, how's our patient today?
Dismissed, Hogan. I'm a very sick man.
Exactly why we're here. Stalag 13's answer to the Mayo brothers.
Will you please all leave? You're looking at a man with 102 fever.
No problem. LeBeau has a perfect cure. It's an old remedy his grandmother used.
I'm not interested in old remedies. The doctor will be here soon. He'll see how sick I am. He'll send me to a rest camp.
A rest camp? I thought Burkholder was kidding. Don't let him send you, sir.
Why not?
You heard what happened to Colonel Feldkamp of Stalag 15.
How do you know about Colonel Feldkamp?
I have my sources.
You and your sources, rumors, rumors, rumors.
I guess you're right. My sources aren't too reliable. After all, it's the same place where I heard about you and that barmaid at Mendelberg.
What about Feldkamp?
They thought he was so overworked, they sent him to a rest camp.
And when he got out, he was so rested, they sent him to the Russian front.
Now he's really resting, in peace.
Poor Feldkamp.
Please, Colonel, for our sake, don't let him send you to a rest camp.
What kind of a remedy did your grandmother have, cockroach?
Oh, it's a fabulous cure, Colonel. First, you wear this ring of garlic around your neck. That's to draw off the poison in your system. Then, we put this secret Bernays sauce plaster on your chest.
A Bernays sauce plaster on my chest? Ridiculous.
Remember, they laughed at Fleming with his moldy bread.
Open your shirt, Colonel.
I will not.
Aye, let him carry it with him. Take the chill off the cool breeze from the Volga.
I will.
Believe me, by tomorrow you'll be as good as new.
You know, I have heard of these old-fashioned treatments.
My grandfather used to get it all the time. He lived to be 108.
Oh, that's remarkable.
He would be alive today if he hadn't gotten involved with a young widow. Oh, that's another story.
Ah! Did it matter, sir?
Something stopped me.
Probably a loose spring in the mattress. I'll have Schultz fix it right away. Yeah, I think the best thing now is plenty of sleep. We'll stop by in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, Cockroach.
Yes, sir.
Do you really think that Bernays sauce plaster and the garlic could cure me?
Absolutely.
Just don't expect too many visitors.
Amazing!
You look the picture of health.
Good morning, good morning. I feel absolutely marvelous. Corporal Bow, I am most grateful to you and your grandmother.
That sauce Bernays plaster was an absolute miracle drug.
Now you'll be able to go to your big staff meeting.
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to it.
All you need now is a shatterproof monocle.
Come in.
Colonel Fink?
Yes, yes.
Dr. Kronk.
Ah, Dr. Kronk! How nice to see you. These are two of my prisoners, Colonel Hogan, Corporal Lebeau.
But I thought I would find you sick in bed.
That was yesterday. Today I am in perfect health.
You must be to be eating such rich food for lunch.
Oh, I haven't had my lunch yet.
And my compliments to your chef. They must be cooking something quite delicious in the mess hall.
I think you're smelling the Bernays sauce.
Yes, that's what cured me.
Oh. You were cured by eating Bernays sauce?
No, doctor. We put it on his chest.
Yesterday, I had 102 fever. This morning, I woke up absolutely normal. Here, feel my head.
You are fine.
Mm-hmm.
It is me I'm worrying about.
You know, I understand the Fuhrer goes in for offbeat cures. You could make a big hit with him with his Bernays sauce plaster.
I could also be practicing medicine on the Russian front. Doctor, I can assure you that this cure works. The Fuhrer would be most grateful.
Lebeau, write out a prescription for the doctor. You can get it filled at almost any French restaurant.
Never mind.
German doctors are a little sensitive when they discover they're behind the French in medicine.
We are not behind the French.
Well, it's obvious that there is a Bernays sauce plaster gap.
You must excuse me, please, Colonel. I have other calls to make.
Pleasure to see you, sir.
Well, troubles are over.
Our troubles?
Well, now you can go to your staff meeting.
Yes, I can.
Clink!
Major Hofstadter!
What does this man doing here?
I'm his personal physician.
I'm his night nurse.
What can I do for you, Major?
For the next 48 hours, no one is to go in or out of this camp. And you are ordered immediately to double your security force.
Double the security force?
With his record?
What are these men doing here?
He's right, sir. There has never been a successful escape from Stalag 13.
We have reason to believe there's a girl from the French underground in this area.
The French girl?
This is a piece of cloth from a garment she wore.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
Tomorrow at precisely 3 o'clock, we are bringing in tracking dogs especially trained by the Gestapo. It is possible this girl is hiding in this very camp.
Oh, no, sir.
Impossible.
Ridiculous.
What are these men doing here?
Sir, do you think the tracking dogs are necessary?
Yes, I think they're necessary.
Yes, sir, I think they're necessary to a very wise move. I shall cooperate with you to the fullest, Major Hofstadter.
Wipe that up for you.
Are you crazy?
I'm sorry. That's what you're using to find the girl.
If the dogs lead Hofstadter to the barracks, Janine goes and so does our whole operation.
Right. Now, everything depends on split-second timing. Newkirk, you've got to have the girl ready exactly 2:45.
Right, sir. I shall have her ready exactly 2:55.
He just said 2:45.
I'm going to need at least 10 minutes to make up with her.
Newkirk.
2:50.
2:45.
Right, sir.
Kent, you and Carter are responsible for getting Janine across the compound to Clink's car.
Right.
Okay.
Colonel, the Bernays sauce plaster is ready.
Good.
How are we supposed to manage all this if they're bringing in those tracking dogs?
Is it going to be tracking Clink?
Clink?
That's right. He's our red herring with Bernays sauce. Not that phone yet.
He's still talking to General Buckhalter.
I'm running behind schedule.
Wait, he just finished.
All right, look, if Hochstetter arrives, try to stall him.
How?
Well, tell him Klink is talking to the general staff.
Well, that's no good. He'd listen in. Play up to him. Invite him to the next Joy Through Strength picnic.
I couldn't. I can't stand that man.
Don't be too harsh on him. Underneath that black Gestapo uniform beats a warm, sensitive...
swastika. Forget it. Tell him Himmler wants him to call him. Collect.
Officer the Commandant. Major Hofstadter. Yes, I'll have him call Reichsführer Himmler as soon as he arrives. Collect.
Von Hogan, I feel perfectly well.
We didn't want to say anything in front of Major Hochstetter, but your eyes look funny.
My eyes?
Yes, they look glassy.
But that's nonsense. I feel perfectly well.
And your face. It's got that same pale green color it had just before you got sick.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, I don't feel so well, and I'm getting warmer. Am I all right?
Don't worry, Colonel.
And I wanted so much to attend that meeting. She's waiting.
I mean, they're waiting for me. Robo, I think we caught it just in time.
Good, Colonel.
What are you doing?
Well, we've got to go back to the treatment. Open your shirt, Colonel.
You think that's necessary?
Would you rather gamble on an all-expense trip to the Russian front by way of a rest camp?
No, don't worry, don't worry. Do you think it'll work again?
This and the bicycle ride.
What bicycle ride?
That's right. That's the one thing LeBeau forgot. Fresh air and exercise.
And that's why my grandfather lived to be 108.
Uh-huh. We've got a bicycle right outside. A couple of times around the camp, and you'll be in great shape for the staff meeting. With a little stop in Mendelberg.
I'm beginning to feel better already.
Well, now, take it easy. And keep your head down.
Now, remember, Colonel, twice around the camp.
Yeah, and I suggest you ride that way, sir. It'll be easier for you.
Why would it be easier?
The wind will be at your back.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Gotta hold him up. That's it.
Merci.
Move around, Stokes.
Pick up any bits of paper. Okay.
Hochstetter and his dog act. The Bernaise sauce takes. Oh, you're a big success.
Thank you for everything, Colonel. Especially for the candlelight dinner.
My pleasure, but next time let's go to your place. Good luck. Let's get going.
Bon appétit, little doggy!
Wish I could see Klink's face.
For me after the war.
I just got word from the British sub. Janine is aboard and on her way to England. She sends thanks to all.
That's great.
Did she send me a message?
A message for you?
Oh, I hate to break your heart, LeBeau, but before she left, we overcame the language barrier.
You know, I almost forgot. Janine said to tell you that exactly 1 year after the armistice, she'll meet you under the Eiffel Tower. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, she'll be wearing a pink cotton dress, and you should wear a carnation in your lapel.
Are you kidding?
Boy, am I kidding.
Colonel Klink?
Welcome back, sir. How do you feel?
The Führer should feel so good.
Staff meeting went well?
Yes.
And Mendelberg?
Hogan, to tell you the truth, I think I've got to stop seeing that barmaid.
Really?
Yes. She's getting too serious. She couldn't keep her hands off me this time.
Well, I can understand that.
It's a shame. She was such a lovely girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's women for you.
Smashed your monocle and everything, huh?